Hello, and welcome to Jacob's podcast on NBA craziness. Today I'm going to be talking about all the crazy stuff that has been going on in the NBA. The NBA draft just finished, the free agency just finished, and now teams are starting soon on December 22nd. First, I want to talk about the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Minnesota Timberwolves had the first pick in the 2020 NBA draft. There's really good prospects between Anthony Edwards, James Wiseman, Obi Toppin, LaMelo Ball. They're all really good. The Minnesota Timberwolves picked Anthony Edwards. Anthony Edwards is a really good fit for the Minnesota Timberwolves. We needed a guard, and he's a shooting guard, so he will help us a lot. We have a good point guard in D'Angelo Russell and a center in Karl Anthony Towns, and those three will make a really good duo. We also have Josh Okogie, who says he can play the five. He's a small guy, but he says he can fit the PJ Tucker role. And that would be really good for Minnesota because he's a really good defender and we don't have that many defenders. This offseason, we also brought in players like Ricky Rubio back. He played with us for six seasons. We drafted him in 2009 and Minnesota loved him, so it's really good to have him back. He will bring in fans and just help all the team, all his teammates, make us a really good team. We also drafted with the 20th pick, Jaden McDaniels. He was a top five player in his class in high school, and he fell to the 28th pick. That's really good for us. He is really talented. He's a power forward, and he can shoot, and he's really lengthy, so he can help us a lot because we needed power forwards. We also got a player named Leandro Balmero from Argentina. He's a 6'8 guard, so he can get a lot of rebounds at guard, and he's really tall for his position, so he can out-rebound players and just destroy them. He's played in Argentina and he's going to stay there for one more year. Playing overseas is really good for him because overseas is more talented than D1 colleges in the United States, so he'll be more ready for the NBA. We re-signed a couple players. One really important player that we re-signed is Malik Beasley to a four-year, $60 million deal. We traded for him last season from the Denver Nuggets. He came here. He was a bench player on the Denver Nuggets, and he came here and he averaged over 20 points. He had a lot of potential, but he didn't play that much on the Nuggets because they were so stacked. I think he's going to help the team a lot because he's a really good three-point shooter, and he works out a lot. He's always in the gym, always on his Instagram stories posting. He's up at 5:30 in the morning. He does about four workouts a day. So he's a grinder. We also re-signed Juancho Hernan Gomez. He's also from the Nuggets. We also traded for him at the NBA trade deadline last season. And he's a really good offensive power forward. He can shoot the three. He's not that good of a defender, but we needed him for offense. And we also needed a lot more power forwards. We also got Ed Davis. That's a good power forward. He is a really good defender and an NBA veteran, so he'll help our team a lot. We traded Amari Spellman and Jacob Evans, two bench players that didn't play that much, for Ed Davis, and he's a really good role player, and he'll help our team a lot. We also just signed a couple days ago Rondae Hollis-Jefferson. He's a really solid defender, also a power forward, so we are really good on power forwards right now. We needed defense, so we signed these two guys so we could have defense. We also had a good free agent signing, a guy that went undrafted named Ashton Haggins from Kentucky. He's a point guard. A lot of people were shocked that he didn't get drafted, so it was a good pickup for us to pick him up. The Minnesota Timberwolves also are going to have really good chemistry this year. They've been working really hard in training camp, and they've been there for 3 days, and they're all having fun, getting to know each other, and working really hard. So we're going to have a lot of players that want to play with each other. A couple years ago, we had Jimmy Butler, and he did not bring good chemistry to the team. It was a really toxic team, and we could not win games. Everyone just got mad at each other, but then we made a change. Now we're finally having players that want to play for each other, and play for the team, play for the state, and play with each other. So it's going to be a really fun year. Next, I'm going to be talking about the Los Angeles Lakers. The Los Angeles Lakers are easily the best team in the NBA. They are reigning NBA champions. They have players like LeBron James and Anthony Davis that carry them. LeBron James is arguably the best player in the league right now. He's 35 years old, and it seems like he's getting better every year, even though he's starting to get old. LeBron James has signed a 2-year, $85 million deal with the Lakers, so he's good to be there for another couple of years. They also signed Anthony Davis to a 5-year, $190 million. That is going to help him a lot, because Anthony Davis is probably the best big man in the league, and he's going to be there for a while now. They lost players like Dwight Howard and Rajon Rondo. Rajon Rondo helped them win a championship last year, but they got better players in the free agency. They got players like Dennis Schroeder, Montrezl Harrell, Marc Gasol, and Wesley Matthews. Wesley Matthews is a really good 3-and-D player that will help him a lot for defense, and he can shoot the 3-ball. Dennis Schroeder is a really good point guard. He helped the Thunder last year make the playoffs, and he just was amazing for him. So he will probably be the starting point guard for the Los Angeles Lakers, and that will be really good for them. They also got Montrezl Harrell. He's a really good center. He played for the Clippers last year, and he really helped them get far. He was a sixth man of the year candidate. He averaged 20 points off the bench, so he's going to make the Lakers really, really good. They also signed Marc Gasol. He is a big man. He's an NBA vet. He's been in the league for a really, really long time. He's going to help him and just make the team all around better and help some of the young guys because he has a lot of knowledge. They won the championship last year, and a lot of people are saying that they're going to win it again. I personally think they are going to win it again because they got even better than what they were last year, and they're already amazing. LeBron James is arguably the best player in the league right now, and he just keeps getting better, and it's just hard to stop him, especially when he's in the playoffs. People are saying that they're going to win, which I think they are, and that'll be LeBron James' 5th ring. He's getting up there for the GOAT conversation, the greatest of all time. 5th ring, if he gets his 5th ring, he'll be tied with Kobe Bryant. One behind Michael Jordan. People say Michael Jordan and LeBron James are the best 2 players, so that'll really make the discussion more interesting if he wins another ring or if he even catches up if they 3-peat, because they have a chance to do that. I don't see them losing anytime soon. LeBron James is also giving Anthony Davis number 23. Anthony Davis wore number 23 when he was on the New Orleans Pelicans. And LeBron James wore number 23 last year, but they didn't let him switch because he just got to the team and the NBA said no. So this year, he's giving Anthony Davis his number 23, and LeBron James is going back to number 6. LeBron James wore number 6 when he played for the Miami Heat with Dwayne Wade, and they won a couple championships over there with Chris Bosh. Next, I'm going to be talking about the playoff race. Playoff race is going to be really tough, especially in the West. There's teams in there like the Lakers, Clippers, Nuggets, Mavericks, Trailblazers, Timberwolves, Suns, Jazz, Warriors, Rockets. They all have really solid teams, and only 8 teams can make the playoffs for each conference. So there's going to be it's going to be really close to see who makes the playoffs. John Wall and DeMarcus Cousins just signed with the Houston Rockets. And James Harden wants out, but he might want to play for them since they got these 2 players. They traded Russell Westbrook. He didn't really fit with the system that well. So James Harden, he might want to stay, but seen recently that he wants to get traded still. So we don't know what's going to happen there. He just declined a $50 million a year contract with the Houston Rockets. That's crazy. Would have been like the highest paid player in NBA history. So anyways, the West is a lot of competition. It's going to be hard for the Timberwolves to make the playoffs, but I think they have a chance. It's going to be really interesting. Also, the East, which is not was not ever seen as good as the West, is starting to improve. They got teams like the Nets, Wizards, Celtics, Raptors, Hornets, Pacers, Bucks, 76ers, and the Miami Heat. Russell Westbrook just went to the Wizards for the John Wall Russell Westbrook trade. He is going to probably make that team a competitor. They got Bradley Beal, who is an all-star player.
now teamed up with Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook won MVP. So that team has a chance in the playoffs to make it all the way. The Bucks also signed point guard Drew Holiday. He's a really good point guard, and he's going to help Giannis Antetokounmpo a lot. And Antetokounmpo now is staying for the Milwaukee Bucks, so they're probably going to be the best team in the Eastern Conference. The Celtics have a really good young team, and they're probably going to be right up there with the Milwaukee Bucks with the best team in the Eastern Conference. Same with the Raptors, so those three teams will be really good. The Miami Heat made the finals last year. They had a really good run in the NBA bubble. They have Jimmy Butler that carried them through the playoffs, and Tyler Hero really stepped up. He was a rookie last year, so they're also going to give competition. But then there's teams that didn't make the playoffs last year that are really improving this offseason, like the Charlotte Hornets. Their GM is Michael Jordan, and I really like what he's doing to the team. They signed Gordon Hayward to a really expensive deal. He's a decent player, but he got really hurt a couple years ago. He was out for a whole season. But if he comes back, if he shows any potential like he was when he was playing for the Utah Jazz, he can really help the team. They had the number 3 pick. They selected LaMelo Ball, a really good point guard that's been very popular and been on the lights since freshman year when he played with his brothers. His brother, Lonzo Ball, is now a point guard for the New Orleans Pelicans. So he's really good. I think he's better than his brother. LaMelo's better than Lonzo. So I think he's going to help. I think he's going to help the Hornets a lot. They're going to be pretty good next year. They also got point guard like Terry Rozier and Graham. Graham's a really good 3-point shooter. And Terry Rozier averaged 18 points last year. So they're going to be a pretty decent team. Another good young team is the Atlanta Hawks. They got Trae Young, who's going to be going to his third year, and he's probably one of the best 3-point shooters in the league right now behind Stephen Curry. People say he's just like Stephen Curry, so yeah, he's really good and he's really young. They also got young power forward John Collins. They had the number 6 pick, and they drafted Onyeka Okongwu. He played high school basketball with LaMelo Ball. They're one of the best high school basketball teams ever. They actually have all 5 of those starters from that year are now in the NBA. Lonzo Ball, he's now in the Pelicans. D'Angelo Ball, he's just got signed with the Detroit Pistons. They got Onyeka Okongwu, who just got picked with the Hawks. LaMelo Ball is now on the Hornets. And Eli Scott, he's in the G League right now. So anyways, back to the Hawks. They also have players like Cam Reddish, who's going into his second year, and he's going to be improving. He came out of Duke. He was the number 10 pick. He's a really good shooter. They also got players like DeAndre Hunter. He was the number 4 pick out of Virginia. He's also a really good shooter. So they got a really young team with a lot of potential. So they can also make a really good race this year. But in the future, in the next 5 years, I think they're going to be one of the best teams in the East. So anyways, there's a lot of stuff going on in the NBA right now. It's going to be a really fun year to watch, even though there's not going to be fans. But hopefully there will be towards the end of the year if Rona goes away. But the playoffs could be crazy this year in both conferences. It's going to be interesting to see who makes the playoffs. I think the Lakers are going to win it all again. LeBron's going to get his 5th ring and be tied with Kobe for a ring. So NBA is going to be really fun to watch. Hope you enjoy listening to my podcast. Have a good day.